Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ziprecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
This is John Batchelor speaking with Grant Newsham, Colonel Grant Newsham, United States Marine Corps retired. He's in the Pacific, talking about the proposal between Prime Minister Kishida of Japan and the President of the United States to work together, to cooperate, to train forces together in anticipation of the Chinese attack. The doubts, however, are immediate. How and why? Here we address the issue of the Japanese Constitution that, my understanding, mandates the self-defense force, a good reason not to work with the U.S. on exercises that are meant to deal with a war. And that would require offensive as well as defensive. However, Grant very carefully analyzes that statement and says, excuse, excuse, excuse. Here's Grant Newsham, author of When China Attacks, about the proposal that Japan and the U.S. work together, train their forces together, interoperability, joint command. But what about the Constitution?
Oh, it did for some years, but it's really been at least 20 years when that was no longer really of any hindrance. The Constitution has always been used as something of a monopoly get-out-of-jail-free card by the Japanese. So whenever they don't want to do something, they say the Constitution won't let us. Well, the Constitution, in its plain wording, wouldn't even allow them to have their so-called self-defense force. They'd practically not even be allowed to have a police force if you read the language. But it's been reinterpreted out of any plain meaning with American go-along for decades, almost as soon as it was written. But the Americans have never made an issue of this and have never, except for the navies once again, but they've never tried to do what was necessary to get the Japanese to be able to operate with them like a real partner. And the Japanese were kind of happy to go along with this, the civilian Japanese were, because it's money you don't have to spend on your own military. You can use it for things that get you votes, like, welfare, medical care, etc. If you can let the Americans take care of the expense and also the dying of defending you. And now this has been, say, at least 20 years that this needed to change. The Constitution is used as an excuse. And on the American side, alliance managers, military and civilian, often make the excuses for the Japanese. The Constitution won't let them. It's too hard politically. Well, those things have not been true, really, for a long, long time. But really, the top dogs on each side, and the U.S. deserves particular blame, have not done what is necessary to get ready for what is coming from China. And this was obvious for a long time. Plus, you cannot have a relationship this imbalanced where one side really promises to do most of the dying and the other one just says, well, we can't do anything. The Constitution won't let us. It's too hard, et cetera, et cetera. That is not going to survive very well when things get rough.
More of this later. Thank you.